In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven. At face value, Jesus' words should scare the living daylights out of you. Is it I, Lord? Am I the one who calls you Lord, who will not enter the kingdom of heaven? Well, are you a prophet or the son of a prophet? You aren't a caretaker of sycamore trees, but neither in the technical sense are you a prophet. Jesus' words are addressed to those who prophesy in his name, but inwardly are ravenous wolves, failing to believe in Jesus' name as the Son of the Heavenly Father. To these false prophetic sirens, at the end of the ages, Jesus will say, "I never knew you. Depart from me." Beware. Don't pick the prophetic sirens' deadly fruit. Close your ear to their song. These are Jesus' warning words to you. True sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father, co-heirs of the kingdom with Jesus, you will know the false prophets by their prophetic fruit. No Snow Whites walking on the narrow way, unable to recognize the poisonous apple. In Jesus, you are being taught to be as wise as serpents. Unlike my recent experience at Soulard Farmer's Market, where a tantalizingly fresh and juicy-looking pineapple turned out to be rotten to the core, the sons and daughters of God are called to recognize the prophetic wolf garbed in the dead sheep's skin. There is no need to tie you like Odysseus to the ship's mast so that you are not seduced by the prophetic siren's alluring voices. The song of Orpheus, the voice of the church faithful to God's prophetic words, sings through your voices. Your prophetic song can drown out the seductive song of the false prophets. True prophets, that's all of you. Not in the narrow sense, but because you speak the word of God. You are disciples seeking to do the will of the Heavenly Father, to believe his word and to live according to it. So how do you know at the end of the ages that Jesus will not say to you, "I never knew you, depart from me"? Because the Father calls you his child now. I baptize you. Take, eat of the healthy fruit of the tree of heaven, the apple tree. Take drink of the fruit of the vine. The tree is my son and his death and resurrection. The tree that bears good fruit is Christ, and you drink from the cup filled with his life-giving blood. You eat and drink the fruit, the tree of heaven, the Son of the Father, Jesus Christ, the apple tree. The allure of the prophetic siren song has been drowned out. Rotten fruit next to the apple tree. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.